short man from Texas, a man of the wild, thrown into combat where bodies lie piled. Fights his emotions, his blood's running cold. Just like his victories, his story unfolds. Bright, a white light. If there be any glory in war, let it rest on men like him.
In your generation, if that the future has already been written, that the machines are coming, that the jobs are evaporating, that the climate is breaking, that politics is fractured, and that you are inheriting a mess that you did not create. The question is not whether AI will shape the world, it will. The question is whether you will help shape artificial intelligence. We do not know. Precise contours of what this transformation will look like. But what we do know is it will require each of us to adapt in ways that we cannot yet anticipate.
The rise of artificial intelligence is the next industrial revolution.
Data centers are devouring American homes in a brazen land grab fueled by the technocracy's AI boom, and everyday families are paying the ultimate price.
Imagine you work for a $2 billion company and you roll up to work one morning and you find out that your 401k contribution will no longer be matched by the company because they are interested in putting that measly amount for their employees, that little itty bit for a $2 billion company, into AI research, AI processes in the name of efficiency. And then you read what your company's spokespeople say and they go, this is actually a positive signal in the labor market. This is good. This is an investment back in our people for their long-term future.
Across the United States, utility giants and big tech allies are wielding eminent domain like a club, bulldozing generational properties under the guise of progress and energy needs. Sold as innovation, now revealing itself as a ruthless corporate takeover, where your backyard, your farm, or your childhood home becomes collateral damage for server farms that guzzle power like there's no tomorrow. This assault is hitting hard in states like Georgia, where Georgia Power is targeting families in Coweta County to clear paths for massive transmission lines supporting a $17 billion data center project in neighboring Fayette County.
Although nobody in this town wants a damn data center, our commissioners still approved it. So therefore, Georgia Power is using easement rights to force homeowners, longtime homeowners, old homeowners into selling their family properties and their family homes so they can be torn down and power lines be extended to support these data centers.
Similar nightmares are unfolding in Pennsylvania, where rural families like Brenda Rizzo's 101-acre farm stare down 240-foot towers for AI data centers. Nationwide, the scale is staggering. Nearly 3,000 new data centers under construction or proposed, piling onto thousands already operating, with rural America bearing the brunt.
Construction is either in final planning or even in progress in a ton of not-so-remote areas. Forget the ones that are already built already. There's thousands of them all over the country. But you have Phoenix, Arizona, Atlanta, Georgia. Actually, that's becoming like one of the biggest major hubs with dozens more planned. Columbus, Ohio, Reno, Nevada, Quincy, Washington, El Paso.
So much work goes into this, and it's all funded by you going to thealexjonesstore.com. So this is a fundraiser time right now. We need to be raising funds because we are launching into the next stage of our, you know, rocket trip. We've shed one booster, and now the new one's firing up, and we need you to fill our tank and give us the fuel to get to that next level. So please do go to thealexjonesstore.com. There is a mega sale going on right now. You're getting 40% off methylene blue tincture, methylene blue caps, Ultra DNA Revival, Shilajit caps and gummies, up to 35% off Methylen Red Tincture, Colostrum, and MK Ultra, and you're getting 30% off all apparel, shirts, hats, hoodies, and everything else. You know, what we sell you at thealexjonesstore.com are just like these amazing naturally occurring vitamins, minerals, supplements, just sea moss and shilajit. It just is like God's gift to humanity. At some point, humanity discovers it. And get it at thealexjonesstore.com.
With your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now on X.com. Annihilate.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to War Room Live. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, coming to you live this Monday afternoon, the 18th of May, 2026. Hope everybody had a good weekend. I have to say, it was kind of a bit of a slow news weekend, honestly, compared to most news weekends, that is. Means we still have more than enough to talk about. But I don't know. Things have been going at such a pace recently. Maybe it was Trump's trip to China. Maybe they got back in town and had to sort of let things settle for a little bit. We do, of course, have a ton of major news, including some breaking news that just came out a few hours ago. We'll get into everything going on around the world. Probably take your calls as well. And we're going to talk about, of course, one of the biggest topics over the weekend, Chud the Builder. It continues to be a major topic as fundraising attempts for him are not going as planned because the court is refusing to allow him to use the money that he raised for his defense. We'll get into that as well. And I do think it's an important thing to champion. I was maybe a little bit wishy-washy on Friday when we last talked about this. But I'm pretty firmly on old Chud's side at this point. Not that I wasn't ever, but just the more I've thought about it, the more I've learned about it, the more I've looked at videos of what exactly was Chud's MO and all of that. Yeah, we'll talk about that quite a bit today. And mostly because nobody else will. Because who else is going to talk? Like, on mainstream media, you'll probably get an update that's like, you know, a vicious, hateful, racist live streamer shoots innocent, unarmed black man. He's going to jail for life, and that's a good thing. Moving on, right? That's basically the entire context that you'll get, when really this is a much bigger story than that. And it has to do with just how everything is going in this country these days, including stuff like this. I got the emergency alert yesterday. Teenagers arrested after apparently random shooting spree left four injured. Two teenagers are now in custody, and a third suspect is being sought after an apparent random shooting spree in Austin, Texas, left four people injured. The suspects drove around the city in a stolen vehicle, opened fire on apartment buildings, houses, and fire stations. Two teenagers, aged 15 and 17, were apprehended after they stopped their stolen car and attempted to flee. A third person was in the vehicle and managed to escape. It's unclear at this point whether the third person was involved in the shooting. Austin Police Chief Lisa Davis said that stolen firearms were used. Yeah, apparently they would just steal cars and drive around shooting into houses. Okay, now Austin, Texas, has spent millions and millions and millions of dollars on license plate readers and all this sort of surveillance tech over the recent years. Nothing really all that useful in stopping these people, apparently. Very useful in towing your car or sending you a ticket. Apparently not very useful in stopping the random shootings of the teenagers having a good time in the afternoon. And I got to say, originally when I heard about cities suing car companies for being too easy to steal, I thought it was ridiculous. And obviously it is not the cause of the problem. It's a mere symptom of the actual disease that we have of lawlessness in this country. But Jamie White and now, you know, these shooters, they all use the same cars because apparently that's what you do. You go out, you steal a car, takes 2 seconds to hotwire. They're made to where it's incredibly easy to do that. And then you have basically an anonymous vehicle that you can drive around committing crime and, you know, possibly get away with it. So, I mean, you know, obviously we didn't listen to it. We didn't listen to the lockdown order, but basically everybody in Austin got a emergency alert yesterday that was a shelter in place alert because they were hunting down three teenagers that were driving around randomly shooting into houses. And it's just a little bit of a reminder of sort of the incremental collapse that we're all experiencing piece by piece. Again, is it the end of the world getting a text message from your government being like, hey, we can't really handle things right now, so just stay inside for a little bit while the criminals are out there killing people. There's a lot of criminals killing people. You're going to need to. I remember joking about this with Black Lives Matter or whatever, where it's like, are we just going to need, it's going to be like the weather report and the crime report and just like signs of a teenage takeover in this mall area. Avoid it for the next couple hours. Are we going to get like updates like that as if crime and as if human behavior is as inscrutable as the weather? It's like, well, we do our best to predict it, but all you can do is put your head down and shelter and just hope lightning doesn't strike you. It's like, no. These are human beings doing this. Well, what you do is you hunt down those human beings. See, when society is beset by violent psychopaths using terror and force to rob or destroy the lives of innocent people, the only response to that that has ever worked in all of human history is for good, upright, righteous people to use more violence than them. That's the answer. That's the only answer. It's the only answer we've ever had. But it's almost like we're being indoctrinated into this idea of like, uh-oh, criminals out on the street, getting your pens, sheep, getting your paddock, livestock. It's time to, buckle down. There's wolves about. Well, don't worry. We'll send the sheepdogs out. The sheepdogs are just clearly wolves, just drooling and staring at the sheep. That's sort of where we're at this point. Yeah, it literally does. I mean, yeah, Cruz reading my mind here. It is Clockwork Orange. Oh, you want a motor car? You pluck it from the trees, right? Just a little bit of the old ultra violence. And of course, and you've got the thugs as police too. Really an underrated dystopian story. You know, it's sort of overshadowed by the like visuals of it. The underlying message of Clockwork Orange is like more in tune with the human experience than Fahrenheit 451 or 1984, in my opinion. But yeah, that's essentially where we have basically arrived at the ultra violence time period, where it's just, you know, gangs of, you know, random teenage criminals run around murdering people for fun. And I guess we just have to put up with it because our society is retarded. And that's basically where we're at. It's not like there's not people in these police departments that could handle this expertly and immediately. It's not like we don't have Nayib Bukele showing us in El Salvador exactly what is necessary to correct the situation that we're in. They were in a much worse situation. They just did a few simple things and completely reversed the trajectory. We are continuing on the trajectory because the people in power want us on that trajectory. Because what is the solution? What is the solution when your culture has degraded and disintegrated to the point where this is just what like high schoolers are doing and their families covering up for, or like don't even know it's happening? That's the other thing, right? There are instances where I think it's gone too far, and it's only occasionally or sort of selectively enforced how there's a school shooting, they've started like putting the parents in jail for the school shooting. I don't know how fair that is, because if you research school shootings, you research this stuff, a lot of the parents think they're doing everything they need to. It's kind of hard to predict if your kid's just going to grab a gun and go kill somebody. Like, you know, what are you supposed to do to stop that? If, however, your kids are nightly out in the middle of the night shooting up houses and stealing cars, I think maybe you have a case. I think maybe you have a case for like, this is your fault. You're the parent. They're minors. They're kids. You're supposed to be in charge of them and monitoring where they are. You're so irresponsible that they're just out like killing people, potentially. Four people were injured, but they were just shooting randomly into houses. Could have been anybody, and they obviously could have died. Where are the parents in that case? Maybe this would be an instance where it's like, if your kid is doing this, it's your responsibility, and you're too checked out for that to happen. So what do you do when this is just your society? When your society is straight up Clockwork Orange, we got a bunch of droogs. We got a bunch of droogs running around committing ultra violence. What do you do? Well, you got, you know, basically one of two options. Either you arm the people and you basically minimize law enforcement activity overall, and you just say, hey, look, we can't handle the level of chaos right now, so if a shootout happens, you just got to, I guess, call us afterwards. Like, that would answer. That would be a solution. That would, probably fix things pretty quick. I'd have to think. I mean, I think there's a lot of people out there that would just want to volunteer for vigilante justice anyway. That's one option. The only other option, and the only option that our authorities seem capable of understanding, is surveillance, control, monitoring, tyranny. That's it. These are your only options. So we're choosing the tyrannical side. So our government is just in a very simple problem reaction solution dichotomy. It's just as easy as you can be. You let out the criminals, you let them commit crimes. You use those crimes as an excuse to impose censorship and surveillance and control on the people not committing crimes. It's just like incredibly easy. It's incredibly simple and it's incredibly obvious. I don't know why we allow it. I don't know why we can't solve this problem. We could if we had the will. The will doesn't exist, I guess. Let's go to clip number 12 here. This is the announcement about the two teens arrested for driving around randomly shooting into houses. Let's watch.
Good afternoon. I'm Austin Mayor Kirk Watson, and we want to give you an update on some of the things that are going on in Austin right now. We are reporting multiple shootings throughout the area. Two of those have been at our fire station, or at two Austin Fire Department stations. These are occurring primarily in South Austin, and we don't have any specific motive that has been identified. In fact, these actions appear to be random. This is an active, ongoing investigation. So what we're asking is that all of our people, all of our residents, please remain vigilant. In fact, it appears that as part of this, people are changing vehicles. So again, it's very important for people to remain vigilant. We ask if you see anything, and the chief is going to give you an update on some specifics in just a second, but if you see anything, we're asking that you please call 911. An alarm or a warning has gone out. Many of you may have received that. Please pay heed to that. Now I want to call on the Austin Police Department Chief Lisa Davis to give you some more details. Chief.
Thank you, Mayor. We're currently investigating 10 shootings that occurred late yesterday and into today. At this time, most of the shootings have occurred in South Austin. Again, no specific motive, and they appear to be random in nature. This investigation is ongoing, and APD asks that you remain vigilant. And if you see something suspicious, please call 911. Do not approach a vehicle. At this point, we know the suspect's vehicles used in this incident have included a black or dark blue Hyundai, a gold Hyundai sedan, a silver Mazda four-door, and a white Kia Optima, which APD is currently looking for. Suspect description is two male Hispanics, both in their late teens, one with medium wavy hair and the other with longer hair. At this time, we can confirm that four individuals have been shot. One has sustained serious injury and the other three minor injuries. In addition, I want to remind people to not leave their cars unlocked. What we are seeing are these cars are being stolen. Do not leave your keys in the vehicle or your key fobs in the vehicle. Again, please remain vigilant. If you see something suspicious, call 911 immediately. Stay safe.
Texas shakes down this way. Police there have arrested three teenagers after a weekend shooting spree that left four people injured. Police say the suspects targeted apartment complexes and houses and two fire stations. In total, there were 12 separate drive-by shootings between Saturday night and Sunday morning.
These are occurring primarily in South Austin, and we don't have any specific motive that has been identified. In fact, these actions appear to be random.
Okay, so that notwithstanding, officials say there are no more threats to the public. Should, if that's the case, that should be good news,
should
right?
Be. Austin, okay, Texas. We hope.
Yes, indeed.
Good news. Good news. If they caught him, thank goodness. And I was trying to find, maybe the crew can find, we've shown them before, but you can very easily and obviously identify when the socialist, prison abolitionist got elected as DA Jose Garza here in Austin. I mean, it is a direct correlation where they stop You're charging people like they should. They start going easy on the criminals, and the crime explodes, especially the violent crime. Because again, these are, they're human beings. They respond to incentives. And if they think they can get away with it, they'll commit more crimes. And if they commit smaller crimes, those crimes almost inevitably always lead to bigger crimes. You almost never find, you'll get a murder, guy freaking out and whatever, killing his wife or whatever, and he'll not have a criminal past. But for the vast majority of stranger murders, of, random murders, events like this, the person's got a rap sheet, 10 miles long, because they're working their way up. And you'll see it starts off with, whatever, being in a fight, and then it goes up to armed robbery, and then one of those armed robbery goes wrong, and they murder a person, and then, it's off to the races. No pun intended. So I don't know, it's like the only thing to ask now is, why is our leadership doing this to us? Because it's not a question. It's not like we don't know how this works. Again, that's why I started off talking about murder or crime as some sort of, weather event. It's not just something that is unpredictable. It's not something that we are helpless to affect. It rises and falls in direct proportion to the attitude of the authorities. So it's infuriating and exhausting that our city is getting less and less safe because they keep doing the same thing over and over, and they could solve it at any point. From alexjoneslive.com, we have this story. Texas Rep. Chip Roy calls on state to intervene and stop the Austin DA from letting violent criminals loose after murder of InfoWars writer Jamie White, recent shooting sprees, and other incidents. When Austin, Texas residents learned of a trio of teenagers carrying out a shooting spree across the city over the weekend, journalist Brandon Morello pointed out far-left Soros-funded Travis County District Attorney Jose Garza has repeatedly failed to hold violent criminals accountable. Two teenagers, aged 15 and 17, were apprehended on Sunday after they were stopped in a stolen car and attempted to flee, with a third person in the vehicle managing to escape. The culprits are accused of 12 random shootings that injured four individuals, striking homes, fire stations, apartments, and businesses. A third suspect was later apprehended by law enforcement. This is a common occurrence in Austin because there's no oversight into Travis County District Attorney Jose Garza. Garza reduces charges against minors and doesn't request stiff penalties. State says they can't intervene. Congressman Chip Roy replied to Morello, writing, "That must and will change." Responding to the elected official, Morello described how Garza dropped capital murder charges for the young thugs who were involved in the brutal murder of InfoWars writer Jamie White in March of 2025. When InfoWars writer Jamie White was murdered, four people were arrested. Two were minors. Originally, all of them were charged with capital murder. Garza dropped the capital murder charges against all of them. Only one was charged with murder. He was given a crappy plea deal. So bad, the judge had to step in and say, "You're doing a minimum of 25 years or we're going to trial." The demon decided he wanted to go to trial. They literally have this monster bragging about shooting Jamie and making fun of him for being white. Garza refused to stack up hate charges. Morello added, "During my reporting on Jamie's murder, I was given audio recording of one of the co-defendants bragging about disposing of the murder weapon and admitting his friend killed Jamie. Austin PD never listened to the audio until I released it. The DA freed the co-defendant. In the audio recording days later, it's all a mess. Federal intervention is needed." Congressman Roy chimed in again, saying, "This makes my blood boil. The state must intervene to stop DA Garza from turning Austin into Gotham. This is Texas, and we're taking it back." In a separate post, Morello criticized DA Garza for being empathetic to teen criminals and calling on Kia to face lawsuits from states and victims because the company knows its vehicles are easy targets for thieves and have not taken action to address the problem. Again, that's one where I used to think that was kind of ridiculous. And it is, but I mean, this is where we're at. It's like a symptom that we should be able to minimize the number of car thieves that we have, people willing to do that. But until then, it's obviously not a great setup that these cars are basically free for criminals. So they just, as soon as you see a Kia, you might as well be sitting there with its, key in the engine and a sign saying, free to drive. And this, again, we're in the situation like, who is voting for this? Who is voting for this? Who supports this? Why are the Democrats like this? I mean, we've covered example after example, from Virginia to Colorado, where the legislators coming together, They're writing bills. They're having the debate. They're passing bills. It's being signed by the governor. And what is the bill for? It's to lower the punishment for murders or provide, you know, bail or, you know, bonding out for serial rapists. And it's just like, who is this for? Who wants this? Who's advocating for this? Who's voting for this? Like, crime affects everybody, and it affects, you know, poor and minority populations, you know, obviously more. It's like, who is voting for this? You could say, like, well, it's, you know, these rich, you know, rich Democrats promote this stuff because they live up in the hills and don't have to actually deal with it. But then why are the people in these neighborhoods not solidly Republican? Do they not realize that, like, their lives are being destroyed by this crime as well? It's one of those things. It's like, yeah, democracy obviously doesn't work. It obviously doesn't, because who votes for this? Who sits there and goes, all right, we've got two options. Somebody who punishes criminals and somebody who doesn't. And the population chooses the guy that doesn't punish criminals. And the only reason they choose that is because they have been subjected to literally decades of brainwashing, telling them that law enforcement itself, the concept of law as we know it, is an aspect of white supremacy, and that all of these criminals going around robbing people, killing people, stealing cars, shooting randomly into fire stations, they're just, you know, they're the heroes. They're all just unfairly maligned by a racist system. Do they actually believe that? I don't know. I can't possibly tell you, but seems like everything the Democrats support these days. It's just like, who would support this? Why is this even a position that anybody would take, let alone people that are getting paid, like getting voted in? It genuinely is completely insane, and I don't know how we fix it. I don't know how you have a governmental system that even allows for a DA Garza to exist. It's crazy. It's like, yeah, our system is, you know, if you want to change the law, you've got to write a bill, you've got to blah, blah, you like go through all these steps. And then at the end of the day, if you have some, you know, whatever, gay George Soros political activist, they just don't have to charge anything. They just don't do anything or charge anything or hold anybody to account. So it just doesn't matter. And the criminals just get let off completely free. And then people keep voting for them. So what do you do? What do you do here? I'll tell you what you do. You read Starship Troopers, the book. What you do is you develop a political system based on Starship Troopers, the original novel about crime being completely out of control and gangs of veterans starting as vigilante law enforcement and then merging and forming into a fascistic government. That might be the answer. That might be the solution here. So I'll tell you what's not a solution. Sitting quietly waiting to be murdered, hiding in your home because police are just telling you that, yeah, there's criminals out there killing people. And frankly, they're overwhelmed with all the homeless people pooping on each other and attacking each other with machetes. God, this city sucks. We'll be right back.
I'm so excited about the Alex Jones Network. I'm so excited to expand it. The bad guys are in trouble. Hell, we might even get InfoWars back, but who knows? But I couldn't have stood against this tyranny and fought them without your support. But a lot of people, not the majority, but 20-30%, believe the propaganda of the national news that we're off the air. And friends, family, neighbors, people at the gas station, Alex, I'm so sorry you're off the air. I'm so sorry, you know, the Onion runs your company. They didn't get it a year and a half ago with the fake auction. They didn't get it this time. They're blocked in court. They're in a lot of trouble, okay? We're winning, but I need funds for the defense and the offense and for the network and for everything we're doing. And I need your word of mouth to tell your email list, your text message list, your neighbors, your friends, your family. Hey, Alex Jones is verboten, forbidden info. He knows what he's talking about.
Alex Jones called this years ago. Years ago.
Here is the URL, alexjoneslive.com. He's on weekdays, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Harrison Smith after that. We're going to bring more shows on. But we need your support, your word of mouth, your prayer. You are everything, and your financial support at alexjonesstore.com. So listen to me. We have ultramethylene blue tincture capsules and now the gummies that are a concentrate of already the strongest best methylene blue. So look out when you get them. But they're selling out, more coming in a month or so. We have plenty of the tincture and the capsules, but not the gummies. If you want them, there's probably 3 or 4 days left of them. Get them now at thealexjonesstore.com. Separately, I could do hours on this. Just go to Wikipedia even. Go to the UN website. Even our enemies admit it. There's an average 15 IQ point reduction in the West because of lack of iodine in the soil and in our foods. Iodine is so good for women, children, adults, pregnant women, but especially older people. But most iodine is a bound iodine to another element. Atomic means on the periodic table, it is pure. We're the only people that put out the pure iodine. And we have it, T3 Trifecta Iodine, at thealexjonesstore.com. Get yours now. I got my iced tea right here. I take it about every 2 days. I'm going to take a dropper full of this bad boy. And this is so good for your brain, your clarity, your cells. It's essential. If you don't get iodine, you die. Again, you don't have oxygen for 4 minutes, you're dead. Don't have water for 4 days, you're dead. Don't have food for a month or so, most person dies. You know, unless you're super fat and you live 2 months or whatever. The point is, that's because you're not getting all the essential nutrients and vitamins. Iodine is one of the essential things. Look it up. And the number one cause of cognitive disability, officially, for even the World Health Organization, is iodine deficiency. So get yours now at thealexjonesstore.com and be the reason this network continues on and can expand. You're funding folks that fight for your future and our own futures together, trying to stop a new war, trying to stop new pandemics, trying to stop the left, trying to take back civilization. It takes funds to do that. So we sell great products. So it's a 360 win. The only way we fail is you don't take action. Take action now, thealexjonesstore.com.
Today we celebrate the first glorious anniversary of the Information Purification Directives.
Order is the only path to stability.
Compliance is the only path forward.
Alex Jones is a fringe voice and a crackpot.
Our unification of thought is more powerful a weapon than any fleet or army on Earth.
We have created, for the first time in all history, a garden of pure ideology. War is peace.
On May 1st, 2026, Alex Jones will launch his new network. And you will see that the answer to 1984 is still and will always be 1776.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is War Room Live, coming to you live here from the new Alex Jones Network headquarters. You can follow us, of course, at alexjoneslive.com. It's alexjoneslive.com. Crime just continues to be a massive topic daily because we're now experiencing the downstream effects of the big changes that were made 5 years ago. And I think we need to align these things. Like, we need to understand sometimes things take, you know, a couple years to come about. And basically in 2020, they did the Black Lives Matter defund the police program. And now we're seeing the effects of it. And you saw the murder rate and violent crime rate skyrocket in just about every major city. It's one of the few things that I give Donald Trump absolute credit for is the way they, you know, crushed crime in D.C. and Memphis and elsewhere. I mean, they can hang their hat on that, and that was a really good move. I wish it didn't take federal intervention. It shouldn't. It's not like these cities don't have the resources to deal with this. They're just not being used for that, ever. Just like in Austin. Sure, we've got all the license plate scanners you could possibly need, but can't track a criminal for the life of us. Can't track a bunch of teenagers driving around in stolen vehicles, shooting at people. They will give you a ticket. They will, you know, hit you for staying parked in a space for too long. And this is another case where truly the left is the worst. They screw us on so many things. And I've got three major examples that I think we need to understand the way the solutions to these problems are deployed. And how it embodies the term that a lot of people use, maybe don't understand, of controlled opposition. Remember, the best example, I think, of controlled opposition we've seen maybe in my lifetime, and we clocked it as it was happening, was the fake opposition to the Venezuela boat bombings. That I thought there were some legitimate concerns about the ability of the president to declare valid war targets, the stretching to practically non-existence, the definition of imminent threat. I thought you could have absolutely brought the Trump administration to task and, you know, forced their actions to be subject to a vote under the War Powers Act. I felt like you could have done that. What did the Democrats do to oppose them? They had six of their veteran Congress people make a video encouraging the troops to disobey orders. And it's like, okay, so now nothing is being done to actually stop the potential crime happening, the potential, you know, expansion of the executive power illegally and unconstitutionally. Nothing's going to stop that. Nothing's going to prevent this same excuse being used later. Again, we called it. We nailed it. We were like, okay, what's happening in Venezuela is they are, you know, setting the precedent for action in Iran. They're going, well, you know, it's an imminent threat because one or two steps removed, the cocaine on the boats might kill somebody. The fentanyl on the boats might kill somebody. Therefore, it's an imminent threat. And we said at the time, this is not good. And they're setting the precedent for the president to be able to say anything's an imminent threat and then use military force with no oversight anywhere in the world. That is a very dangerous precedent to set. And now we're in an argument about whether, you know, soldiers have to obey orders. They just openly make a blatantly seditious, borderline treasonous ad encouraging troops to disobey orders. And now the people that are actually patriots are like defending the expansion of the War Powers Act. Just what I'm illustrating is like people say somebody's controlled opposition because they disagree with them about whether Chubb the Builder should be arrested. It's like, do y'all understand what controlled opposition truly is? It's when there's a real issue, you have the people supposedly fighting that issue completely derail it and take it to another issue that doesn't actually affect it, that just causes more problems, that causes more division, that guarantees you never actually solve the first problem while actually generating more problems down the line. That's how controlled opposition works. So the left has weaponized controlled opposition for three things that I think are pretty obvious. The first one I would say is climate change, since it has consumed and subsumed and completely taken over all environmental concerns whatsoever. Kurt Alex today talking about this and just being like, I'm not some tree hugging, you know, environmentalist, but like, there are no bugs anymore. Does nobody care about this? If there are no bugs, what do the birds eat? If there are no birds, like, what are we doing here? I'm an environmentalist. I'm not shy about it. I am a tree hugging hippie. I do glory in God's creation. I do think it's a sin to allow it to be destroyed or to destroy it. But as human beings, even allowing it to be destroyed. I mean, do you know how much happier I would be if we spent the same amount of money, the same amount of troops, everything that we're doing for the Iran war right now? What if we did that to like save the rhinos? And instead of having the white rhinos literally going extinct as I speak, you know, there are only two white rhinos left in the entire world and they're both female. Okay. So we are watching right now as a entire species gets snuffed out like a candle flame. We can't put a couple dollars towards that. We can't use some of our incredible military power to, like, you know, preserve God's creation. I don't know. I think that's actually just being a human being. Here comes the left to say, actually, all environmentalism has to go towards climate change. Climate change is carbon dioxide. So we have to crush people's ability to industrialize or, you know, have a gas lawnmower. It's completely ridiculous. Meanwhile, the Chinese are destroying all life in the ocean on purpose and nobody's doing anything to stop that. Meanwhile, they're offshoring everything to China and India so they can just pour their toxic waste directly into the river and then out into the ocean. They don't actually care about the environment. So it's one of a few places where the supposed activity of the left is totally contrary to what they actually say they believe. But if you try to argue against it, you're told you just hate Earth and want, you know, the planet to be destroyed and you're not an environmentalist because you don't believe the lie of climate change. That's just one example. That's controlled opposition. That's where they want to destroy the Earth. And so, you know, they want to be able to build these data centers and, you know, not have to pay anybody or, you know, have any surveys to see what effect it will have to the nature in the surrounding area. And so, you know, they're like, oh, the environmentalists might stand up against our industrialist aims. So let's be in charge of the environmental program. And instead of standing up against the actual destruction of the planet, we'll divert it all towards, you know, making you eat bugs. It's crazy. That's just one example. The other examples, I think, are more obvious and concrete. And once again, I mean, before I was at InfoWars, before I, you know, 15 years ago, I was having this argument because on Facebook and wherever else for years, I'd be the only one talking about police brutality. Police brutality was an issue that really launched with people like Alex Jones, people concerned about the Patriot Act, people concerned about the fallout of September 11th and the way that local police were being empowered to be these, like, you know, they're all the SWAT team. Basically, they were being trained to treat the American citizens as enemy combatants. They're being militarized. It was about militarized police and, you know, how that was being used to oppress people. And for like a decade, at least, it was right wingers in the libertarian side of things, the Alex Jones, the InfoWars fans. We were the ones talking about police brutality. Nobody cared. Nobody would share the clips. Nobody, you know, would get on board. All of the sudden, it's like everybody I know is talking about police brutality. And I'm like, amazing. Finally, we're all on this. Finally, you're all figuring this out. We're all learning about police brutality and how damaging it is and how crazy it is that our police can get away with this stuff. And it's like, yeah, but only when it talks about black people, but only about police hurting black people, which isn't really a phenomenon, doesn't really actually have policies pushing it in the same way that, like, the police are being militarized by policy. They're being militarized because their budgets are withheld unless they take the terrorism training in Israel. But no, now, if you care about police brutality, it's only because you think that black people are unfairly targeted. Now, instead of being about policy changing the behavior of the police and the relationship between the police and the citizens and the way that's being deliberately, you know, manufactured to be combative and harsh, now it's about the immaterial, indefinable, actually non-existent mind state of the police when they're carrying out their job. It's absurd. It's controlled opposition. So what happens at the end of it? Everything bad. I mean, nothing good. Right? Now you've got people attacking the police for illegitimate reasons. The police don't want to take it. So they're, you know, the good police quit in droves. Now whoever got hired by the police, they've had to lower standards across the board just to fill up the ranks. So instead of dealing with police brutality, all you've done is brought in a bunch of incompetent police that are probably more likely to be brutal, haven't solved the problem at all, and created a whole bunch of other problems and strife and chaos and misery on the back of it. That's controlled opposition. The final thing I'd say controlled opposition has completely screwed us, screwed the American people, and screwed anybody that actually wants to solve problems is with the prison system. The prison system is a complete disaster. It doesn't make any sense. We just have carried on this legacy system that is so far removed from what it was intended to be. It's complete nonsense. If you took somebody who had no context, who had no, you know, experience in the modern world, take them from the past, take them from the future, from the different planet or whatever, and just be like, yeah, our criminals, basically we put them through a giant complicated trial. Half the time, you know, we slap them on the wrist and just let them out again so we can do the whole trial thing next time they commit a crime a few days later. That's insane on the first of it. But if everything goes perfectly, then what we do is we take crazy, insane criminals. We put them in a box with a bunch of other crazy, insane criminals. We let them rape and stab each other for a couple of years, and then we put them back on the street. It's complete madness. It's utterly ridiculous. It needs to change. We need massive, sweeping overhauls of the judicial system. Unfortunately, the only people talking about that are the people who literally just want to get rid of prisons and think that locking people up in and of itself is some form of white supremacy, and that laws and police themselves came out of slave patrols. So just once again, in a situation where, like, we should have real conversations about how to fix the prison system, about how to deal with police brutality, about how to deal with all this stuff. Instead, you've got the left coming in, dominating the conversation, monopolizing the solutions that get proposed, and the solutions are all utterly and ridiculously retarded. I'm trying not to say it, but we're talking about liberals and crime. So retard is just the operative word. It's the only appropriate one. So again, this just pisses me off because what I want to do is sit here and be like, we need prison reform. But what that means in practice in today's media landscape is, you know, so you want to get rid of prisons or just like have two-tiered racial sentencing like they do in Canada and the UK, where it's just like minorities just get less prison time because they're minorities. Obviously, I don't mean any of that. I think the number of ways to change the prison system are just innumerable. I wouldn't even care which way we went. On one hand, I'm genuinely in favor of physical punishment. I genuinely think that these dumbass little teenagers, see if you can find the pictures of the teenagers that were just arrested. Yeah, I know. The crew just said they're teenagers. I don't know if that was supposed to mean. No, their photos are out. I mean, here's what you do. Find a photo of a Hispanic teenager. That's them. It's the same haircut, same. I mean, it's, tell you what, we can go outside right now. High schools are just letting out. I guarantee we could find 100 people that look exactly like this walking out of a high school 4 blocks from here. Why do I want you to bring it? Why do I ask you to bring up their pictures again? They're teenagers. They should be beaten with a whip. They should be whipped in the town square. You think these little scumbags would be so cavalier about driving around shooting people if they knew that after being caught, they'd be stripped naked and whipped by an old white guy on a big platform? I'm telling you, nobody will discuss this with me except for Myron Gaines. What do we have to do to get this seriously considered? I want whippings. I want floggings. I want to adopt pretty much exactly the same criminal code as they used to have on old wooden ships. That's what I want. I want keel hauling. I want cat of nine tails. I want flogging around the fleet. That's how you keep things in order, folks. I'm not even joking. So literally that would be one way to go, is go like Nayib Bukele, physical danger, just like brutalize criminals just to send a message. Why not? Why not? Oh, the poor innocent criminals? What? No. Poor innocent people victimized by criminals. The criminals are on their team. We have the innocent people in the police. That's our gang. Their gang are the dumbass Hispanic teenagers. Okay. And they're winning? What are you talking about? How is that possible? All right. So that's one solution. Whipping them. I think that would work very well. Or you could go the other way and just go, look, every single sentence is indefinite. You get sent to jail, you're staying there until you can prove you deserve to be out. Why not? These are the three juveniles shooting at people. That's them. They found the picture. I think you should have a graduated series of prisons. I'm just going to keep saying this. Nobody has any real suggestions. I think you have the normal prison like it exists now. And while that still exists, because this is the other thing, people like they want to do prison reform. And so they're like, let's let out everybody in prison and start over. No, what? How about this? How about you have the prison system as it exists now? Sentences stay the same. Everything stays the same. Meanwhile, you build a parallel prison system where people with good behavior from our legacy system, if they can prove that they are willing and able to conduct themselves in a civilized manner, they go to the prison camp. They go to the graduated prison system where they live in a contained prison village and they get to run a business. They get to interact with customers. Oh, this is very interesting. Full interview with Michael Cargill, owner of Central Texas Gunworks. He says one of the weapons used in Austin's shooting spree was stolen from his store on Saturday. He claims the suspects had attempted to steal from his store several times. He said the store typically doesn't check IDs until the purchase process begins. Let's pull in that video. This is friend of the show, Michael Cargill, owner of Central Texas Gunworks. And last time he was on with us, he was talking about this problem. He was saying there's an increase in people trying to steal guns from his store. And actually, I think last time we had him on, it was because there was a video of him stopping somebody stealing a gun from his store, if I remember that correctly. Yeah, if y'all can pull that in, I would like to hear what Michael Cargill has to say about that. But this is a story that is from, you know, March of this year. This is how insane the system is. This is how insane the criminal justice system is, especially here in Austin, which, like I said, like, who is voting for this? Who is voting for the guy saying, I'm going to, as DA, I'm going to let those criminals out. I'm going to punish the cops. That basically was Jose Garza's pitch. And again, the American people, so brainwashed by Black Lives Matter, thinking that literally law enforcement is a bad thing. It's insane, but this is sort of the result of that. Austin cops who killed Islamist terrorist and ended a massacre that slaughtered three are now facing a grand jury themselves. The Hero Texas police officers who shot and killed an Islamic terrorist outside of an Austin bar are facing a grand jury led by the city's George Soros-backed district attorney. Travis County DA Jose Garza was slammed after it emerged that his office is assessing possible charges against the three cops that bravely killed gunman Indiaga Diagne on Sunday, back in March. Diagne, wearing a Property of Allah shirt over an Islamic flag, killed three people and wounded 13 others before he was killed by police who arrived on the scene within minutes of the attack. The city's mayor praised the officers for, quote, without a doubt saving lives. However, they now face the prospect of a grand jury thanks to policy shaped by the woke legal group, the Wren Collective. The group worked with Garza's office to establish a policy for all police involved in the deadly shooting to face grand juries, including the heroic officers who stepped in on Sunday. So, I mean, do I even have to explain why this is a bad thing? Why would the police be brought up on charges? You have a gunman who's killed three people. He's wounded 12 others. He's clearly trying to kill as many people as possible. The cops show up. They end it. What is the charge? What would the charge be? This might not be that big of an issue if you didn't have people like Jose Garza, who will use this as an excuse to try to get, you know, cops thrown in jail for the rest of their lives for being heroes. And you don't think, just like I explained, how the criminals react to policy because they're human beings, because they understand incentive, because they make a risk versus reward calculation every time they commit a crime. And if they know or have personal experience with the criminal justice system and go, I keep getting let out for this, I'm going to keep doing it. In the same way, the police are also cognizant and aware of what's going on, of precedents being set and reactions thing. How dangerous do you think it is for any amount of doubt to seep in to a police officer's actions? When they're there on the ground and there's a violent situation, all you want the police thinking is, how do I end this situation? Not, how do I end this situation and not get sent to prison for the rest of my life because Jose Garza wants to kill me, wants to send me to jail so I can be stabbed by a gang member. Like, why do we allow this to happen? I really don't understand. And as you know, I mean, a grand jury, you can convict a ham sandwich. That's the whole point of them. Grand juries present evidence without a defendant there to explain it or argue against it. So it's like, put yourself in the position of like one of the lawyers for the city. They come to you and they go, hey, there's a new law. We have to actually file a grand jury summons and have a grand jury trial for these police. Like, why? And you're sitting there going, but the police killed the guy with the gun who was murdering people. I don't want to charge you. Why would I charge you? But now you're like, you're having to impanel a grand jury to investigate a shooting that absolutely nobody is even questioning or debating the merits of. I guess we have to. Just completely insane. Here's Michael Cargill, friend of the show, owner of Central Texas Gunworks. He says that may have been a gun stolen from his store that was used in these random shootings. Let's watch.
All right, good afternoon. So back on January the 6th, January the 8th, one of those days there, we had a gentleman come into the gun store, actually two of them, and tried to acquire firearms. They've come into the gun store apparently four other times to try to steal guns from us, four separate times. And so this one particular time, they were able to get a firearm and run out the store, out of the gun store. This is back in January. We immediately gave chase. One employee went out the front, jumped in the vehicle. Another employee called 911. I ran out the back door and chased them to the Capital Metro bus station located behind me. They jumped on a city bus. I jumped in front of the city bus. I stopped the city bus from moving. I then had the driver open up the door. I jumped on the city bus, had the driver to lock the door. I then had the driver to call their security. The two gentlemen were actually on the bus with a firearm that they had taken from us. I told everyone on the bus, no one's leaving until law enforcement arrives.
If you remember, that's Michael Cargill. He was on the War Room shortly after that discussing all of this and talking about how he had to basically citizens arrest the guy in the bus. But this is what – so you've got these guys like trying to steal guns and the city doesn't punish them, doesn't arrest them. It's just like, you know, good luck next time. You'll get to try again. It is completely insane. But right now, folks, I have a question for you. It's decision time for you. Everybody listening to my voice has a decision to make at this very moment. Are you going to continue your life with brain fog and exhaustion and distraction and excuses, or are you going to seize life by the horns and take control of your health? That's the option you have to make. That's the decision you have to make right now. Do you continue to suffer, or do you go to visit thealexjonesstore.com? Thealexjonesstore.com has new methylene red capsules. The methylene red ingredients list, it's all proprietary. The supplement is something that we created, and we made it to sort of partner with and help to enhance Ultramethylene Blue, but it's completely different than Ultramethylene Blue. It's its own formulation. It's incredibly powerful. It doesn't actually have any methylene in it, but it has a ton of amazing proprietary supplements for daily clean energy, mental clarity, brain function, focus and performance, cellular energy support, and more. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
We've been right about the poison shots and raised the main alarm. And right about the open borders, and right about the wars, and right about the entire agenda. That's why the bad guys want us off air. And that's why it's such a revolutionary act when you take the live feed from Real Alex Jones on X or on Rumble at AJN Live. That's the new site on Rumble. Hundreds of thousands followed just last day. I want to thank all of you that did at AJN Live there. Follow us there. Get the free app for the Droid and for Apple for your phone at alexjonesapp.com. This is a revolutionary act. Share it on your email list, your text message list. Tell those you share it to share it. That creates the chain reaction. And then support us at thealexjonesstore.com. But the sister site of the owner of the Alex Jones Network, Bigly, is realalexjones.com. And they hold back 10% of the knives and the coins and the t-shirts that are limited edition there. A lot of the stuff that you'll find that's sold out at thealexjonesstore.com is available at realalexjones.com, like the modern, updated World War II trench knife with the blacked-out, murdered-out brass knuckles, the skull crusher, 10-inch double-edged dagger, five different limited edition laser-engraved designs. They're all about to sell out. Only a few hundred left at realalexjones.com. So take advantage of that. Support us. The ultramethylene blue, the bovine colostrum, the shilajit, all the very best supplements you're going to find are at realalexjones.com. When you support us, we are absolutely unstoppable. But whatever you do, become a VIP at thealexjonesstore.com because you get $40 to spend in the store each month, special deals, special offers, special sales on everything on top of it. And you can cancel anytime. There's no commitment, just in your profile. You pay $30 a month, you get $40 to spend instantly, and the special deals, special deals, special offers, cancel anytime. Stand with us. We've got so much more work to do. All of our victories are shared together. It's because of you. Take action now at realalexjones.com and thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.